kind of chilly. Put on your new jacket.
No, I never want to put that on. It's a perfectly good jacket. It's lined and down. It's a great color, and it was on sale. Enough about the jacket, okay?
I wanted the bomber jacket.
I know, and half of Macy's new, too. Taxi!
It was cool.
Yeah, that's the problem. You need something warm, not a political statement.
What's that mean?
It means I don't want you to look like the leader of the pack.
Now I'm going to look like a kid.
You are a kid.
I don't see why I can't choose my own clothes. Jenny does.
Jenny is 17. She has earned the right to choose her own clothes because she won the war. You have just begun the fight.
Well, will you at least sew some Yankee patches on it?
Yes. Taxi!
And take off that baby hood. I hate that.
Hood off.
And cut off those sleeve straps. They look like mittens should be attached.
Anything else?
And I'll only wear it at night so no one can see me.
Chip.
What?
Macy's place. Get in.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Help! 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Don't say it.
Say what?
What you're going to say. No game without pain, go for the burn, something mindless like that.
Just because you cheat on push-ups.
I do not cheat on push-ups.
Yes, you do. You bend in the middle.
Bending is not cheating. And couch potatoes are not allowed to criticize.
Another load of wash magically washed and folded themselves.
We didn't know you wanted us to help.
Oh, that would be a bizarre assumption.
I'm home. Let the games begin.
Why don't we start with the ceremonial carrying of the basket?
All right, well, just let me relax for a minute, okay? Did we get any mail?
By the answering machine.
Oh. Hey, a pocket toaster, mine to use free for 30 days. Old world craftsmen bring you your favorite Anchorman in lifelike porcelain. Remember letters?
I think I got one as a child.
Come meet your neighbors at the Neighborly Place.
What's that?
The Neighborly Place, a new club for the rest of us. Low-keyed, high-style, where men and women can sit and talk and not be bothered by the boys and the girls. Wondering where the neighbors go at night? Come meet them at the Neighborly Place. No cover, no minimum, just possibilities.
What is that supposed to mean?
Means it's a singles bar.
What makes you assume that it's a singles bar?
What do you think it is, a Quaker meeting house?
Well, I don't know. Quakers get lonely too, you know.
They don't do bulk mailings.
No, I think it'd be kind of fun to check it out.
Watching the mating habits of vaguely humanoid creatures is your idea of fun?
It works for cable television.
I've never been to a singles bar, and I don't intend to start now.
Oh, don't be so judgmental. I know this woman who met her husband at a singles bar.
Ooh, that must have surprised them both.
The guy who became her husband. Nice people go there, too, you know.
Tell that to Mrs. Goodbar.
Come on. What's the worst thing that could happen? We'll have a couple of drinks, we'll hear what's new in pickup lines, and we'll head home. What do you say, tomorrow night after work?
Not interested.
Walk in, walk out.
Save your breath.
Will you tell your mother that she really wants to go?
Go for it, Mom.
Go for the burn, Allie.
What do you say?
I say nix. Tell it to the Marines. Keep dreaming, not in a million years. Goodbye and amen.
I think she's wavering.
Are you Allie?
Yes. Your friend is on the phone. Through the arch.
Thank you. How did you know it was me?
She said to find the one who looked like she just arrived from Oz.
Yes, I'll hold.
Hi.
Don't bother to call home. I'm here.
No, I'm calling the San Francisco office.
From here?
Well, I didn't want to be late. I figured you would bolt if I wasn't here to hold your hand.
Very funny.
Will you go and get us a table? I'll be there in a minute.
I'll wait.
Allie?
I would just as soon not sit out there by myself with them.
What is wrong with them? They're just people looking for people that they can be happy with.
Be happy with? Oh, come out of the forest, Bambi. It is rutting time in the wild kingdom.
Go, and don't panic. They can smell fear.
Yes, I'll hold.
Get you a drink?
Up here, please.
You got it. Good table.
Excuse me?
You picked a good table. It's the first one they see when they come out of the John. It's a vulnerable moment for a lot of guys.
Excuse me, can I borrow your paper?
Go right ahead.
Thanks. Ah, yes. Baby born with 6-foot head. I've been following this one closely.
Hi.
Yeah.
You know, I saw you sitting here and I thought, whoa, now there's a girl who drinks her milk.
Pathetic. I tell you, Harv, the art of pickup has declined and fallen.
Too true, Pete, too true.
Except for a handful of brave men fighting to keep the candle of knowledge lit before the gathering darkness.
Men like us.
I beg your pardon?
Men like us, you and me.
Harv, I consider you a personal friend. Please believe me when I say these sad illusions of yours will only bring you pain.
Well, I'll bet you $5 I can pick up any woman in this bar.
I don't want your money, Harv.
No, I'm serious.
No, keep it. I'm not a gambling man.
Well?
Nah, if you want to make it a contest.
What kind of contest?
Picture this, Harv, if you will. 2 men, 1 woman. These 4 walls are arena. The battle eternal. You give it your best shot, I give it mine. Whoever takes her home wins. Whoever doesn't licks the boot of humiliation and also loses a sawbuck.
You're on.
Not good.
How about her?
Stop looking at the children's menu, Harv.
No.
Ah, yes.
What?
X marks the spot.
Hmm?
As the captain of Titanic said, gentlemen, I think we just hit an iceberg.
Are you serious?
Batter up, Harv.
Pardon me, do you mind if I look at your paper?
No.
Thanks.
It's not mine anyway.
Damn. Wouldn't you know it? They've got room for Irkutsk, but they won't give you Dar es Salaam.
What?
The weather. 40 cities across the globe, and they won't give you Dar es Salaam. Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to wing it like I always do. Well, that's the life of a foreign correspondent. It's not as interesting as it sounds, believe me. On the one hand, there I am, where 21st century super science rubs cheek by jowl with a way of life so ancient and mysterious it darn near makes your head spin. And on the other hand, here am I, a simple man, far from home. And here we are, right now.
You're who is right now?
Look, I don't expect you to understand this, but I want to see your home.
What?
I want to touch base with my country. I want to open your freezer and see those brand names I love and trust. I want to sit in front of the TV and hear the reassuring laughter of the heartland. And then I want to pass the night with you and show you the knowledge that only the East can teach. I realize this is a lot to absorb at once.
No, it's not that much to absorb. It's just difficult to keep it down. Yes, I'm holding. I've been holding so long my fingers are beginning to slip. Something barely resembling a man just tried the sleaziest pickup on me I have ever heard.
Okay, so?
So, I've had about as much of my neighbors as I can stand. Let's get out of here.
Allie, a man tried to start a conversation with you. You didn't like it. Fine, just go sit down and enjoy your drink. Oh, great. Could you put it through? Hi, Viv. Look, we're only going to be about 5 minutes, I promise, okay?
Basically, I didn't like her attitude.
It's a poor worker who blames his tools, my friend.
Hello, Arv. Hello, Pete. What's happening?
Hey, Doug. Long time no see.
How's life up in accounting?
Oh, hey, I'm not in accounting anymore. They bumped me up to cost forwarding.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot. Next round's on me.
Oh, you got
give me
it.
A light.
Listen, Doug, Pete and I are sort of busy right now.
Oh, yeah? Really? What's up?
We're playing sort of a game.
Oh, no kidding. What kind of game? Is it sports? I'll take you to the cleaners, huh?
No, it's women.
Yeah, and it's for money, Doug.
Oh.
How much?
$20.
$30. Oh, what the heck? Count me in. What do I have to do?
Well, you see, Doug, it's this way. We pick out one woman at the bar.
Okay, and then we each go up and talk to her.
Right, and then the one who goes home with her wins.
It should be right up your alley, huh, Doug? What's so funny?
No, it's nothing.
How come you're laughing?
No, keep your money, Doug. Go get yourself a nice haircut.
Make it 50.
Forget it.
What's the matter, you chicken?
Okay, it's your funeral.
Okay. So, tell me. Who's the skirt? Okay, Dougie, you see that achingly beautiful redhead who's practically handing out flyers to anything that smells of Aramis?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a frosty blonde just in the right of her.
Oh.
So?
What, me?
Need time to study your notes? All right, stand back, kiddies. I must warn you that what you're about to see now may be too intense for younger viewers. Excuse me, may I sit with you for a minute?
I'm here with a friend. Perhaps you've seen him, a rather large gentleman in a tank top.
Please, don't get the wrong idea. There's this woman here that won't leave me alone, and I thought if she saw me talking to someone... Oh, she's on her way over. Please talk to me.
Well, what should I say?
That's great. Really, that's it. She's turned away. This is my first time in a place like this, and around people like this, and... Well, I don't mean you. It's just that on first encounter, it's a little...
Overwhelming?
Exactly. Well, all I did was ask her to pass the peanuts, and she countered with...
With what?
Well, it's not the sort of thing you repeat to a lady. Maybe I give her the wrong impression.
Well, exactly. How did you ask for the peanuts?
Could you pass the peanuts, please?
Very suggestive.
Well, thanks a lot. Oh, she's still looking. One more minute?
Be my guest.
How do you handle yourself in a place like this?
Oh, I don't. This is my first time, too.
How do you like it?
I feel like a pork chop on a frozen food counter.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Peter Drayton.
Allie Lowell.
Probably think I'm a chump.
No, I don't. I think you're probably just embarrassed at the tackiness of this place.
Who would think I'd come into a place like this and end up talking to someone like you, who's waiting for someone in a tank top?
Oh, actually, my friend is a she, and she hardly ever wears tank tops except in the privacy of her own bedroom.
Well, then, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, my friend knows a friend who met a friend in a place like this. I was coerced.
Me too. You know where I wish we were right now?
Where?
In the public library.
Sounds very respectable.
Yeah, but we could meet over a copy of Pilgrim's Progress, and I could work up the courage to ask you out for a cup of coffee. In that setting, would you be embarrassed?
Well, I don't know. I'm still in this setting.
Oh, and you probably think this is still just a line, don't you?
Well...
I don't blame you. Look, I hope we run into each other again somewhere else. Anywhere else. Goodbye.
Could have put up a better fight. Can I get you a refill? Oh, no, thanks. I'm just about to go home.
Did he say something creepy?
No, he just asked me out for a cup of coffee.
That was all? Gee, honey, there's such a thing as playing too hard to get.
Where's Dr. Ruth when you need her?
Look, I just couldn't go home without at least leaving you my card. That's me, Peter Drayton. Thanks for the brightest moment of my evening.
Peter, sit down a minute, would you?
All right.
I really am here with a friend.
Oh?
And I'd hate to leave her alone if that offer for coffee still holds.
You bet it does.
Oh, well, I'll just go check and see what she says, okay?
Great. I'll be right here.
Good.
Police for Tampa, 215. Hold on a second, Viv. Yeah,
I met somebody.
Yeah, you already told me.
No, somebody else, somebody nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I told you there'd be nice guys in here.
When are you going to go home?
Well, I'm still on the phone. I haven't even finished my drink yet, let alone talk to anybody besides you.
Okay, I'll tell him I can't have a cup of coffee with him.
Why not?
I would never leave you alone in a place like this.
Allie.
No, if you ever did it to me, I would never forgive you.
Allie.
No, my mind is made up, and there's nothing you can do to change it. I will not desert you, and that's that.
Hey, Viv, let's finish up. I've got to go home.
Thank you.
You owe me one. All right, next, the Brausteins' flight.
My friend is leaving in a few minutes, and then we can go.
Great. You like cappuccino?
Sure.
Terrific. I'm going to make you a great cappuccino.
Where?
My apartment.
I thought we were going to a coffee shop.
Oh, I make a much better cappuccino.
I'm sure you do, but let's just go to a coffee shop, okay?
Fine.
Good.
Hey, you mind if we stop my apartment on the way? I'm a little short on cash.
Peter.
Yeah?
Your apartment is out.
Oh, whatever you say.
Good.
We'll talk about it later.
We just talked about it.
Ellie, I'm not that kind of guy, but I'm also not a kid either, and neither are you.
You're right. Most kids are smarter than I am.
Wait, you think I'm like one of them? Trust me.
Oh, the last person who said that to me sold me a blender that didn't go above chop.
It's great. I go all the way to puree.
Goodbye, Peter.
That's it?
Unless you're fond of four-letter words. Oh, Kate, get off the phone so I can kill you.
Stewart, too.
Hey, there's an exception that proves every rule, you know.
Thank you.
Guess it's my turn, huh?
Word of advice.
Yeah?
This one likes the direct approach.
Uh-huh.
Be strong,
right?
Be male.
Uh-huh.
Be aggressive.
No problem.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Where should we send the body?
Oh, caught me. Gosh, I couldn't help but notice the barflies swarming around this table. I wanted to have a look, see what the attraction was. Well, now I understand. You know, I was talking to my good friend Robert Goulet the other day, and we were saying, you know, there are no women like New York women. They are the most...
All right, that's it.
Okay.
Sit down.
Thanks, be glad to. So anyway, Bob was saying to me, he said, you know...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
What's the matter? You don't like Robert Goulet?
What kind of a sleazy lowlife are you?
Nice talking to you.
Sit!
On behalf of all of the women in this bar and in every bar across the country, I am here to inform you that we are people. Not bimbos, broads, skirts, or babes. We are your mothers, your sisters, your daughters, your wives, and your partners. And when you treat us cheaply, what you are saying is that you are worth no more than bimbos, broads, skirts, and babes. Now you may go.
Whoa. Boy, I knew I had a hard time talking to women, but I didn't think I was that bad.
Is that what you thought you were doing? Talking to me?
Yeah. But wasn't I?
No. You were doing a cheap sideshow imitation of conversation.
Would it have been better if I used Andy Williams instead of... Robert?
I don't know why I'm talking to this person. Go away.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. Only... just that I had to.
What do you mean you had to?
If I tell you, you're going to yell at me again.
You owe me.
We had a bet, me and them.
A bet?
And who'd take you home?
Oh, I want to shower. I want to be hosed down.
I'm sorry.
Oh, tell it to Robert Goulet.
I only did it so they wouldn't laugh at me. They wouldn't laugh at me. I mean, I never take anybody home.
You wonder why, if that's the way you talk to women?
Oh, I usually don't talk to them. I just sit at the bar and wait for them to talk to me. Not that they ever do, mind you. In fact, this is the longest conversation I've ever had in here with a woman. You're very nice, you know? Thank you very much.
For what?
Your time. And I've been here as long as they have. They can't laugh at me now, can they? Thank you.
Is it possible that underneath that smarmy exterior lies a human being?
What do you mean when you say smarmy?
Cheap, chauvinistic, condescending, creepy. The four C's.
Whoa. You mean like them?
Precisely.
No, I'm not like them. Honest.
Well, at least you have that in your favor.
And I don't like talking the way I did to you either.
It's just that how do you talk to a woman you don't know anyway?
How do you talk to a man you don't know?
How about them Mets, huh? Really?
Much.
How about them Mets, huh?
Bring it down a little.
How about them Mets, huh? How about that Joe Morris? That's better, huh?
Well, let me put it this way. It is of this planet.
Thank you very much. You've been a great help. Thank you. I gotta go. Bye.
Wait a minute. Sit down.
Oh, don't yell at me anymore. I learned my lesson.
I'm not going to yell at you. I just want revenge, and I think you might be the person to help me get it.
What do you want me to do?
This.
I'll be right back, Allie.
Just have to get my coat.
I'll be right back, too, sweetness. Just got to freshen up.
Thanks, gentlemen. Been a pleasure doing business with you.
Okay, so let me run that by you again.
Kate.
Flight 12 from Orlando leaves at...
Kate!
6:15.
She'll call you from home, Viv.
What's the worst pickup line you ever got? Hi, you look like the kind of lady who could appreciate the beauty of an all-leather interior.
You're not going to believe this, but you are the spitting image of my late wife.
How about this one? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have a fancy car. I don't have a lot of money. I don't believe in commitments, obligations, or recriminations. But we won't have any regrets, and I'll never, ever forget you.
You're kidding.
No, Scout's honor.
I would have given that guy 5 minutes to get out of town.
That's funny. I said yes.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.